Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner in PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Ron Sanders, Chief Human Resource Officer at the Internal Revenue Service. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Jim Cook.
Thanks, Paul. Ron, in the last segment, you mentioned college recruiting. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in this area, especially in light of the pending wave of retirements that are coming up.
The so-called human capital crisis. Our retirement eligibility statistics look like everyone else's. They're worrisome. And frankly, our executives, especially those folks who are in the tax administration business, are very, very marketable. We have approached this, as we approached other things, we hope in a very strategic way. We've developed a workforce renewal strategy that looks at both internal and external supply and attempts to prepare people for those vacancies that are being created. And you know the supply chain here, if an executive leaves, it may take 10, 15, 20 years to develop a replacement, although career patterns have changed in that regard, and I hope we get a chance to talk about it. We had not been on campus for over 6 years in the IRS, and you can imagine how the recruiting world had changed. Some of our most mission-critical occupations had not been replenished over that time. I'll use as an example one of our most critical, but certainly not the most. There are lots of others, but revenue agents, these are our accountants, many of whom are CPAs. A 30-hour accounting degree is what we require to even qualify. And we had lost, just through normal attrition, almost 3,000 revenue agents over that six-year period because of budget constraints, et cetera. And we set about to replenish that workforce in a very, very aggressive way. And it begins, I think, by doing your homework. We hired a marketing firm to help us with our image as an employer of choice. That's what we wanted to be known as. That marketing firm went out and did focus groups on campus. Very interesting results. They were blind focus groups. The kids didn't know this was on behalf of the IRS. And they told us what I think many of us know, but it was nice to confirm it empirically. Look, it's not just money. In fact, money's sort of in the middle of the list. We want to make a difference. We want to have responsibility, independence, be able to exercise initiative, personal growth, et cetera. And we built a college recruiting campaign around those results. And it's not just a lot of sales pitch. It's not a lot of fluff, because we believe that our accounting jobs are, frankly, better than yours. They're more interesting because we got to get those kids right off campus, train them, and put them on the front line. We took that marketing. We've built a pretty slick employment website. You can get to it in two clicks, and I'm told these days kids have a two-click attention span. IRS.gov, and then you click on the jobs button, and you go to this employment site, and we are in the market. We've brought in about almost 1,700 people in this past spring, internal and external applicants. In the case of revenue agents, the bulk external. In the case of other occupations, the bulk internal, but all part of this renewal strategy. Part of that effort involved another one of our personnel flexibilities, something called category rating. And I won't bore you with all the personnelese here, but it literally allows us to depart from the by-the-numbers rule of three approach that normal civil service hiring entails. Under our authority, we can put candidates into big buckets, superior candidates, quality candidates, eligible candidates. We can select anybody in one of those categories. So it's literally allowed us to reduce the hiring cycle time from 3 and 4 months to 3 and 4 weeks. Our recruiters can do the initial screening and putting those applicants in those categories. And we've used things like GPA and experience, CPA license, et cetera, for example, in the case of revenue agents to determine which category. And I'll cut to the chase. And again, I'll use revenue agents as an example. We think we were very successful. And I think it's a good news story for the rest of government, because we can compete for the best and brightest using the flexibilities that every agency has. In our case, we had category rating, but to be honest, that doesn't help you unless you got the applicants. The marketing helped. Anybody can market. You have to be sophisticated about it, but anybody can do that. We had over 1,200 external applicants who met the superior category criteria. We used recruiting incentives, not to a great degree, but we managed to hire almost 400 people out of that category, that superior category, and bring them in the case of revenue agents. Similar statistics with our other categories. We used flexibility to bring them in at a higher general schedule step. We paid their moving expenses in some cases. We offered recruiting incentives in some cases. But frankly, we didn't have to go overboard in that regard. For example, I think we only offered, I want to say, about 60 or 70 recruiting bonuses for those almost 400 external applicants. They are really, really good, really experienced. Now, the fact that the economy was a little slow didn't hurt. But all those things together, coupled with category rating, that helped us get them in fast. But frankly, the marketing, full-time recruiters hitting campuses, hitting targeted campuses, using people from the business to do the recruiting, all of that, at the end of the day, I think we were very, very competitive.
Recruiting speaks to replenishment. Have you done anything special for retaining employees? It used to be, until very recently, that the technology employees that people had in organizations were constantly being worried about, in fact, constantly being recruited even by their own organization to keep them. Is the IRS doing anything special for
them? There, again, flexibilities that I think are available to every agency, but we've been pretty aggressive in the use of retention allowances. In the case of IT employees, we've used them as a class. Broad categories. In the case of individual executives and senior managers who have particular technical expertise, we've used retention allowances to keep them on board. We've actually even been able to experiment with bringing folks back after they've left. OPM has given us authority to bring back about 1,300 so-called reemployed annuitants without any penalty to their pension. Under normal circumstances, there's a pension offset, to help us in filing season and, interestingly enough, to help us train our new hires. So they don't have to take trainers off the line from doing taxes. We've been able to bring in retired IRS experts, tax experts, and put them in the classroom to help our new employees get up to speed.
Let's look to the future. Tell us what your vision of the IRS human resources is over the next 10 years.
Well, there's, you know, there's a policy piece and then there's sort of a role piece. You've already had, a sampling of the policy piece. I want human resources in the IRS to be best practice, certainly the best in the federal government. I'd like us to be as good as the best in the private sector. And because of our commitment to this, in part but not solely because of our flexibilities, because 80% of what we've done we could do anyway, but in part because of our transformation, we think that's an imperative. And more and more private companies are coming to see us in the areas of leadership development, et cetera. Agencies are coming to talk to us about the recruiting and the pay banding. But that's our vision. We want to be best in class, at least in government. That's the policy piece, and that's easy for me to say. You'll have to be the judge as to whether we're successful. The role of HR in the IRS, that's a vision that I think we are pretty close to realizing. And it is different from other places I've been, where I've been an HR professional. We have a seat at the table. We've been through our various metamorphoses as HR folks, COPs and consultants. I don't mind being a consultant, but a consultant says you give advice and somebody can take it or leave it. I think our vision of HR and the IRS is that we have a seat at the table. We're a business partner, not a consultant. What we do and what we bring to the table, the value that we add, has some material impact on the business's strategy. And believe me, in the IRS, it does. Our folks are the archetypal knowledge worker. I mean, all you have to do is look at the tax code. Our people have to know it. And so the human resource is our, you know, everyone says the human resource is their most valuable asset. I think we certainly practice that preaching in the IRS. And as a result, HR sits at the table. When the strategy is developed, our new mission, our new structure, et cetera, HR is part of that effort. And I'd like to see that as the new role for HR, not just in the IRS, but everywhere as a true business partner. A friend of mine, Dave Ulrich, who's written a lot on human resources, says it's HR with an attitude. I really like that. You know, we have an attitude. We have something to contribute.
Well, how about the scale of what's going on at the IRS? How does that affect your thinking about HR? I mean, there just aren't that many businesses this large in the whole world. So how, when you look for best practices or think about other things, does the scale affect your thinking?
It does affect sort of the pace of change. You know, we know that with 100,000 employees, you can't turn the supertanker overnight. So we have to be careful, not so much about the practice as the pace of instituting the practice. Pay banding is a good example. We eventually hope to use pay banding with our frontline workforce. That's an issue we're going to have to bargain with our union. And part of that strategy has been, let's start with our most senior managers, then take it to the next level down. We hope to have most of our managers, including our frontliners, banded sometime in fiscal 02. And hopefully then we will demonstrate it to our union that this stuff works, and then we can begin implementing it for frontline employees. So it's an incremental strategy, but with strategic intent.
Well, Ron, I'm afraid we're out of time. Jim and I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
I'm glad to do it.
Do you want to mention the website one more time?
IRS.gov. Click on the jobs and then send your application in.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Ron Sanders, Chief Human Resources Officer of the Internal Revenue Service. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.